This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
I think it's going to be Joe Jorgensen by a landslide. What's that?
Not in a landslide.
A unique disaster to the election.
It's going to be Joe Jorgensen falling on a landslide and not getting a single county.
The landslide won Joe Jorg. And I've been counting ballots and I
didn't see one for Jorg.
It's a song, Marty, called Landslide.
I never heard of it.
Yeah. You haven't even started the show.
You only need a certain amount of You only need a certain amount of tools in your kitchen to make something good. So none of this, like, I need the La Crusade. None of this, I need to go to, you know, Sur La Table. Make what you can with the products that are available to you, and the rest will figure itself out. The main thing for a dinner party is good conversation, which is also my note for all of you on what you can work on.
Wow.
Bang! I want a bomberoo right out of the gate. Hit me, kiddo. Marika.
What?
Hit me, kiddo.
What the fuck? What are you saying?
You didn't turn on your camera like there was a grand reveal to start the show. But you turned it on just for us, and it was your normal setup. Nothing was unique or interesting about it.
You said there would be a costume.
I didn't say there was going to be a costume. You said there was going to be a costume, and then I didn't tell you were wrong.
And so what was
what am I supposed to do with this?
Yeah, what's major? What's the
It's the bomb? Show. Let's fucking move
also,
on. Power through. It doesn't matter at this point. Marika's rubbing her eyes like it's already tough. What's wrong?
Let's right now state that Jeff is about, I'd say, a quarter of the way through a cold brew. What are we doing, a 16 ounce? So let's just
16
like,
ounce
keep
and
checking
I have two.
Back in.
Yeah, let's keep checking yeah. back in on that.
Definitely, that's your second one, or you've had two?
Daddy, chill.
Nice.
God.
Don't
so
drink
many
so much
more
caffeine.
Sounds since I've been here. Oh my God. How do you guys do this every week? This is maybe my fourth. Show? And how do you want? Oh my fucking God! How do you get a goddamn word in edgewise? What is the point? Are we just all here to entertain Jeff as he like files through different sound cues?
Yeah.
And we
holy
just
shit.
Like, oh
word
my
of the week.
God.
No fucking way. Word of the week. She already got it. That's $1,000 to Riley.
What was it?
Jeff.
Your name. Okay.
File.
I'm pretty sure I said that.
I heard Riley say it first. It doesn't always have to be who said it first.
Right.
It doesn't always have to say who said it first. It's who. It's when I
first
heard it first.
First is the worst. Second is the best. Third is the one with the hairy chest.
Whoa.
I mean, I do have a hairy chest, but that's fine. Oh.
Don't.
Jeff just bared his chest.
Sorry, I'm Venmoing Riley. Hang on a second.
You don't have to.
Okay. Are you Venmoing $1,000?
Yeah, he is.
I'm not going to send it back.
It's going to really put me out. I have $1,571 in my bank account. And I just sent you $1,000.
Too much.
As we've said before, it's entirely your fault.
You've lost tens of thousands of dollars.
Oh my God!
This is my face when I open the Chase banking app next.
Oh shit! Oh shit!
Amir loved that.
That was pretty good.
Jeff, I can't accept this.
You just said you were going to send it. Please send it back. I'd love it if you sent it back.
I'm absolutely going to send you this back because I can't accept word of the week, parentheses. Do you want me to say it? Am I allowed to say it?
Mm-hmm. It's Jeff, isn't
it? Word of the week is Jeff.
Yeah.
And I can't accept you paying me $1,000 for saying your name.
All right.
Is that okay? All right.
Keo, sir, let's talk about it. Amir, you're kind of a sir head. Would you say that, sir?
I'm a Sir Han Sir Head.
Nice.
Which is the name of a guy who tried to assassinate a president, I think.
What are we supposed to
what
be
are
talking
we doing?
About?
What are
I
we
said hit me,
about?
Kiddo, and Marika still hasn't hit me.
With what?
With
what
shit,
am I supposed
man.
To do?
What is up, dude? What's new in the life and times? I don't know why it always falls on me for this shit.
Because you're the host, obviously.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You just, all you did was vary the way that you said, let's wax, which we've complained about before.
All right. It is one of those episodes because I've had 3 auditions in the last 48 hours and I have a staffing submission due in 7 hours and I'm only halfway done.
Right.
So to write the bits... All my energy went into this packet, half the shit. I'm like, maybe I should just read off of that because
you should just read the packet. You should just read the full packet right now. And we can tell you if it's worth sending or not.
There are some good there are some good games.
Amir, you should give notes.
It's very similar to the HeadGum podcast, the way that this show works.
So you won't get the job, basically.
Yeah, let's do
you
it.
You barely have this one.
No, let's
and it
do
was
it.
Like made
let's do
for it.
Hang
yeah.
on. Let's, here we go.
Sirhan, by the way, killed RFK, still alive in jail. Just founding that out right now.
Okay, here we go.
Wow.
This is, welcome to... Welcome to Guess That Race! Welcome to Guess That Race. This
oh
is where
God.
You three have to guess ethically ambiguous people's
from...
race. We have KJ Apa. On the screen right
Who
now.
Who is this guy? This looks like Christian Bale's
Archie
hot
Andrews
nephew.
From Riverdale.
Let's see.
I see.
What
is that? His real hair color?
That's
no,
dyed.
Very much
but,
not.
Again, it's not really. We're not looking hair color so much as we are ethnicity.
KJ Apa.
Yeah.
APA.
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 Somebody
it's
guessed
like Apa
already,
tau, but
right?
There's no tau. Nobody guessed.
He's from New Zealand.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah, he kind of looks like Steven Adams, a New Zealand basketball player.
His dad is, or like someone in his family is like a high member of a tribe.
I did see, Jeff, when you went to, I saw a little blurb about it. So I'm just going to go ahead and say Samoan, part Samoan.
Yes. Yes.
That's correct.
Yes, and that is because you did share the answer on the screen. So it wasn't so much as me guessing. I thought you were going to look up rosacea.
Rosaria Dawson. Let's hear what you guys think her ethnic background is.
Is she dating Eric Andre?
Awful game, by the way.
Or did she date Eric Andre?
According to the bit that
so.
I... Oh, she is, yeah.
Currently?
They broke up, but they dated.
They broke up?
The thing that I forgot to mention is that for every person's race that you guess, HeadGum will... hire another ethnically ambiguous, multi-ethnic person.
Oh my God.
They'll commit to that.
We cannot commit to that, obviously.
Are you kidding me?
Hiring based on race slash ethnicity.
So you don't
want
to
illegal.
You don't want to have a marketing director that's sort of mixed race? I thought you were an
I'll
ally.
Guess for Rosario Dawson.
She's Afro-Latina.
Really?
Half,
did you just Google it? That's not fair.
No.
All right. This is not going how I wanted it to. You guys aren't like smiling.
How did you expect it to go? How in I, your yeah. ideal, like what did you want this
did
to
you know
be?
That she's dating Cory Booker?
Yes, I
yes,
did know
yes.
that.
Really?
That's
yes,
wild.
Yes.
That's what a jump
to
from
go from Eric
Andre.
Eric Andre.
Oh. She's Afro-Cuban.
There you go.
Who else is kind of bi?
You
oh my God.
Actually, you haven't even figured it out yet.
Zayn Malik. One Direction fame.
He's a daddy for sure, literally.
Is he like Greek / Middle Eastern or something like that?
No.
But if he's like German and Lebanese, then you have to count that.
It's not.
Fuck. He's just from Oklahoma, actually. He's a Midwesterner.
Correct!
Well, he's not.
No, he's half Pakistani.
Why are we playing this?
Is this how the episodes go? Is it just a lot of like silence and then Jeff introducing?
Yeah, I mean, it's either the game or it's utter silence and you guys have to fill the void. So I don't know. I mean, make your choice. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah,
maybe a game, but not that specific one.
I will say, and I'm going to throw Jeff a bone in this moment. I have a game prepared that Jeff forced me to prepare and has not brought it up in 2 weeks. And I'm willing...
Holy
I'm willing
shit.
To do that now.
I wasn't going to bring it up till 20 minutes in, but yeah, if you want to derail the whole fucking show, go for it.
Yeah, well, you never told me that you were, so how am I supposed to know? You're acting like you're mad that we're not talking and playing the games that you had. You didn't prepare anything.
Anything other than guess this person's race is going to be a good game, I think. So it could be duck, duck, fucking goose, and I'm
down to
game.
Wait. I'm down to wait another 7 minutes.
Let's wait another 7 minutes.
Yeah.
Because that's the worst choice.
What you say?
Mike.
I'm playing a game. Not for another 8 minutes.
We have 8 minutes to fill, right?
7.
What's that?
You just said 7.
7.
How you guys had a happy hour yesterday.
Correct.
In LA that I wasn't invited to, obviously. How was it?
It was insane. It was crazy. Me, Riley.
It was
Jeff,
a movie.
It was 110. Angie, yeah. Sam, Dane, Marty.
The sun, like, it was golden hour.
Guys, remember
frozen
cowboy
palomas.
Boots guy? Cowboy boots.
Oh my god.
Right.
Yeah.
We will never forget
like
that.
Project
and I can't explain it.
This is good to hear for me.
Oh my god.
Have you guys seen Project X?
For sure.
The best party ever.
Jeff screamed at Katie. And we had to sort of separate them.
Well, I didn't. Yeah. It wasn't a scream. It was more like, let's get to know each other. And then she didn't hear that. And so I got mad. And so I yelled.
Yeah. exactly how this show goes every week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeff turned it into his own personal podcast of sorts.
Jake. Jake did read Jeff's palm, and it was devastating because not only was it like bad for Jeff because he has a short lifeline, he has a wistful lifeline.
Correct.
That Jake taught us is like the it's you basically wondering what if your whole life. Like,
I
what
do that
if I
currently.
Had chosen this?
My entire life has
and,
been what if.
What made it worse is that Jake and Jeff were sitting at the head of the table, so everyone was watching Jeff's life just fall apart as Jake discovered more and more things about his palm. So Jeff, have you been thinking more about that?
What are you waving at? What are you waving at?
What are you getting at?
That you will never be satisfied with like whatever you do. That there's always going to be something running alongside you that's like, man, if only.
Yeah, how does that make you feel? Mm-hmm.
If you want a real answer, you might need to come back to me. I need to think about it.
Ooh, what you say? Ooh, what you say? How are we doing on the 7 minute mark?
Yeah.
With regards to the new game to start or end?
I'm thinking closer, I think.
Probably. I just fear that
Jeff's living in the wistful lifeline. Yeah.
Jeff sent me a text at 3:30 in the morning and then also at like 9. So like he's probably really not well rested. You're oh, yeah.
Can
tired.
Can we get a
cold
coffee
brew
check?
Update?
All right.
The ice is
the halfway
melted.
Point.
It's a lukewarm.
So it's watery
brew.
Cold brew.
I think there's something about my personality that is eternally what if. Because I always want to make sure that it's the best choice.
Yeah.
But that's a lot of people. That's not just me because mistakes. Of my fucking hand skin.
Well, I don't know. It's not everyone.
Yeah.
It's like there's a reason why Jake was like so shocked by your hand skin.
Basically, yeah.
Where did you find these? Did you think of them and then search them?
Yeah.
Or were you just on a list of sounds?
Some of them I searched for, but that's going to be later. I didn't prepare anything for this episode except for one thing towards the end that I came up with as soon as I sent everybody the link to the Zoom.
How are we doing on time for the game?
Four more minutes of this, which is pretty good.
Twist. Four?
You keep adding time, Jeff. Got it.
What else?
What if?
Nice. Good. What's your greatest sliding doors moment with regards to life / employing ship / personal inner relationship?
Sorry. That's actually an error. We can't talk about that.
We played... For 5 minutes, we guessed people's races. And I just said, what's your greatest what if? And you're giving me
that
the error.
That one, I'm so sorry. Because that could have been cool
no,
to talk.
Not.
Maybe next week.
You make the rules
you're
of
happy.
The show.
You're absolutely happy.
Riley, forget what he just said, because that was
Don't ask
error.
Me the same question. Don't ask me the same question.
No, what's
that
your
he
biggest
asked?
Eat, pray, love moment where you did something just for you? A moment where, for lack of a better term... So, like, you're eating alone at, like, a fancy restaurant treating yourself, or, like, you're reading a book, having a main character moment on a hike.
Reading a book on a hike?
I don't know.
So dangerous.
I was actually flipping through Eat, Pray, Love while on Runyon. And so I was...
I was on Angel's Landing sort of skim reading a novella.
A what?
A novella.
Sometimes around 3 p.m., I like to walk down the street to the cafe by my house.
And what's that cafe?
Pick up a cappuccino.
Up.
I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Okay.
But I like to pick up a cappuccino and a little treat. Maybe it'll be a ginger molasses soft cookie, and it's very nice.
Yeah.
So that'll make me feel like, you know what? You can do it.
All right.
And so that'll be like, oh, this is on fire.
Yeah. It'll be like what?
This girl is on fire.
That's good.
Do you want one more time for safety?
Yeah, let's just get it wild, because I'm only going to use one of these three, but just to have the options would be good.
This girl is on fire.
Okay, maybe I'll vocal stop them. Can you do the lower octave, like as bassy as you can
this
go?
This girl is on fire.
And the middle one?
This girl is on fire.
No, the one that you just, the original
this
one you did.
This girl is on fire.
And then there's one falsetto at the
this
S.
This girl is on fire.
Not harmonized, just ooh. Octaves. I don't want to.
Jesus, she's doing everything that you want. Don't give her fucking notes. That's more than enough.
Wow. To sound great.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. One time, no thought. Yep. This girl is on fire. Why are you mad at me?
No, that was perfect. I thought you were going to do them all in a row. I don't know why I thought that.
That was easy.
Oh my god.
All right, I have a mini segment. I have a mini segment bad. Before Marika's game, because hers is honestly going to be the main event at this point of this episode.
It shouldn't. I was not prepared for that.
I need a volunteer to go toe-to-toe with me. And it makes you feel any better. I'm going to do exactly what I'm going to make you do. On what do you mean on what? Don't just say on
I
what.
I want to know what we're going toe-to-toe on before I
That's
challenge
the one thing you.
You
can't know.
Amir should
Amir
do
looks
it.
Like he's
yeah,
being
Amir
in a photo studio for like family portraits. He's wearing like a cotton polo in front of like a photo backdrop.
He's in a mall kiosk.
Yeah.
Because he's trying to kill 20 minutes before a matinee screening of Eat, Pray, Love.
He just got a glitter gel flip phone case.
I have a sidekick and a Motorola Crazer.
Enough, Amir. The bits have to stop at a certain point. We move on in the episode. Fucking milking it for everything that it's goddamn worth.
Jeff, Amir is going to go toe-to-toe.
It's unbelievable. It's like move on through the flow of the episode. Oh, you're a comedian. You're supposed to know timing.
Your joke was floundering. I saved it, and you're mad at me for it.
Are you ready to go toe to toe?
Sure.
One by one, we're gonna name things the closest establishments to our houses. This one we're not gonna bleep. I'll go first. Coffee shop. That's like two steps from my house.
This is insane.
Don't. Amir?
Amir, don't play this game.
It's not next to my house, but there's a Phil's Coffee in Santa Monica that I really like. It's on like 5th and I want to say Arizona.
Breakfast and Drunch. Other two steps away. Amir, your turn again.
What's the end goal of this? Because you're just going further away from your house. Really, Jeff is.
Yeah, you've plateaued. We're already, you started with the best part. It's getting worse.
So close. If I start with that, it's not going to get any closer.
Well, right, that's what Marika's saying.
What was the end game of this?
Major key alert. I didn't mean to do that, but I guess I have to come up with one. The Western thing and the major keeler are the same color on my soundboard of buttons. I pressed the wrong one. I got to come up with a major keeler out my fucking ass. Here we go. If you're looking to get that ass in shape, get on a bike and bike the Cape, meaning bike around
Cape Cod.
Provincetown, yeah.
That wasn't the confusing part.
Amir?
There's an In-N-Out in Westwood that I used to frequent a lot in high school. I think it's on like LeConte and Gailey. But again, I don't live anywhere near these places. I don't want people knowing where I live.
Honestly, fuck it. My address is
no, Los Angeles, California. To fucking say it.
Oh my god.
Obviously, don't want people to just see you, join you, attack you, know where you live. You also have roommates, yeah. So you owe it to them to bleep that out. Obviously.
I don't owe them anything. You want to know why? Because I pay rent like anyone else in this house.
So do you owe them rent, right?
Really?
Yeah.
Can we do Marika's game?
Brownlee brought a game to the show. Marika Brownlee brought a game for your ass. Marika Brownlee brought a game that we're about to fucking play. Brownlee brought a game segment. And Marika Brownlee's house is fair.
What'd you say about my house?
It was there. Just cut that out. Just let the music play. What's your game?
All right. I mean, to preface this, Jeff, about 3 weeks ago said, can I give you an assignment for the next HeadGum Pod you guest on? And I said, okay. And he said, I have a segment title and I want you to, based off the title, flesh it out into a segment. It's called Nitpick Brits.
No, it's Nitpick British Twits.
That was the alt after I said LMFAO. You said Nitpick British Twits. So after, yeah, that's it. After long deliberation, I've come up with a pretty Jeff-inspired game, a real this or that, and it's... it's nitpick Brit twits grant edition. So I'm going to read.
Very nice.
No, why couldn't it be Nick edition or some kind of slant rhyme with twit?
I'm nitpick British twits
grant edition.
Amir's gone.
Oh, sorry.
We have fun. It's fun to be here.
You just left.
I went to be if there was another.
Everything about Amira's mode today.
At least he didn't come back with a protein shake.
Granted.
Yeah, so I'm going to read tweets that are either from Hugh Grant's Twitter account or Richard E. Grant's Twitter account.
Fantastic. You have to guess,
who's Richard E. Grant? Which.
Wow. Really with that shit?
Yeah.
It's not a household name.
Are you fucking kidding?
Sure, no way.
Are you
really don't know
kidding?
Who that is?
That's ageist as shit.
Amir doesn't know who it is.
That's ageist
Richard E. Grant?
As shit.
Half of us don't
or
know
Hugh
who
Grant.
It is. 50%.
I know Hugh Grant.
Ageist as shit.
I don't like
that
old
really
people.
Is.
Old people
He's
are bad.
He's incredibly young. He's two.
Richard E. Grant.
Who is Richard E. Grant? I'll just look it up.
He goes to preschool.
I should have looked
with...
it up and acted like I knew it the whole time.
I can't share my screen. I'd share photos. Most recently on the Loki series of can you please forgive or can you ever forgive me? He was in Star Wars: Rise of Skywalker. Just
he
an
was
old man.
In Girls.
Richard E. Grant really? Barely survived childhood. Now he's thriving as an actor, and that's from New Hampshire Public Radio.
He kind of looks like this is like what Jake will look like in 40 years.
I think it is what Marty will look like in 40 years.
I here's this game. I would also like to preface that it's bad in that I think it's going to be very easy, but considering you don't know who Richard E. Grant is, maybe not. the first tweet is early evening musing about the sheer therapeutic delight of mowing the grass and clearing leaves, and there's a video attached.
I think it's Hugh.
I think it's Richard.
Ooh, tie-breaking vote for me. Give me Hugh. Give me Hugh.
Correct answer is Richard.
Woo!
We actually got that wrong.
Yeah.
Give us the buzzer.
Well, we all guessed it once, and then Rika doesn't have control.
It's unfortunate that I don't have control of the soundboard, so I can't do the annoying, like, it's wrong, and then it's right, and then you don't know whose is
what.
Yeah.
Okay. Next one is...
How is this...
question.
How is this nitpicking British twits at all? We're not nitpicking anything. It's a this or that.
Yeah, I know. I said it was a very you game. You didn't tell me I had to make the game exactly what the title was that you gave me. That doesn't
also,
make
Jeff,
any sense.
You didn't
sense.
Bring anything for today. So yeah. You, other than guess this person's race.
This is how we all feel like when you talk. And it's good that we get to waterboard you with this.
Marika
this
prepped.
Dumbness.
She brought
all
in
right.
a full
I
game. And you
scrolled to 2017 and Hugh Grant's Twitter. Because it's mostly political, and I had to find relatively funny tweets.
All right, all right.
So how dare
very good,
you?
Very good, very good.
I nitpicked.
Sorry, we'll be right back. Just, Ferris, put an ad sting right there. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because... You know, we're all less social in the winter, habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/whatsthat Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
And we're back.
Oh, boy. All right. Next tweet. iPod sellotaped onto old Dobbin jogging into the
Sorry.
What was
he
that?
He taped an iPod
to
his
an old
calf.
Dobbin?
Harvey.
Jogging into the day?
Sprinting into the ocean. Let's yeah, go
here. Let's hear that again.
iPod sellotaped onto old Dobbin jogging into the day.
Hugh.
I'm going to go Hugh.
Amir, guess!
Amir said Hugh!
Oh, he did. it's Richard.
Wow!
I don't want to just breathe... I don't want to breeze how mad that was right there when he told me to guess. Like, that that wasn't okay.
Moments after he shat
fine.
On the game itself,
it was
he was
fine.
Mad that you didn't play.
He screamed it. That's what he did to Katie yesterday. It was so noticeably awkward. Everyone, it tainted the rest of the
it
day.
It just sucked because, like, I didn't get to redeem myself after that. Like, everybody suddenly had to leave because of things that they had for sure prior planned right then to leave.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. Definitely wasn't avoiding you.
All right. Next
tweet. Question. Mr. Fox and his family have taken up residence in my London garden. We like them, but we need them to move on as they might eat a child. Is there any service that gently removes them to the countryside?
Okay, this is Hugh for sure.
Give me Hugh.
Give me Richard.
It's Hugh.
Yes.
Of course.
I love Richard.
All right, drunk.
This was an Irish coffee / goodbye.
Oh, it's gone. It's gone. You have another one?
And he's gone.
He's gone. Can't tell if I should continue or not. He's back. There we go.
And he's back and he's mad. It was 2 seconds. Is that, sorry, Jeff, did you make that sound? Is that all you saying she?
No, that's the original.
Sound like Jeff. It sounds like
it
Jeff and Marty.
Like Jeff.
Next tweet.
Okay. Teeth length.
What were those first two words?
Teeth just... length.
It's got to be Hugh. He's famous for having notoriously long, thin teeth.
Let's hear it again.
teeth lengthening like an old nag, unable to disguise the sheer pleasure of being beside the seaside again.
I think it's Richard.
Jesus, these all sound like
old nag.
They sound like they're gonna kill themselves.
Old isn't capitalized, but nag is capitalized.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I cellophaned an iPod to my face, off to run into the wind.
Yeah,
goodbye
it's
forever.
Can you read it one more time, please?
Teeth lengthening like an old nag, unable to disguise the sheer pleasure of being beside the seaside again. There he is.
This one's
a two-parter.
I'm following him on Twitter.
The first one. The first one is a quote tweet of a tweet that is one side is an article. It's like from a fan, and the next side is a photo of a rat smoking. And then the quote tweet is the quote tweet is, "Am I the rat?" And then the follow-up to this is that also on the tweet that was quote tweeted, the rat photo, he replies asking again, "Am I the rat?"
Give me Hugh.
Hugh.
Show me Richard.
This is actually a trick question. This is Matthew Reese. Also a great Twitter account.
I meant to do that one. Ferris got that, yeah. Those first two. That was, I love it. I love a trick question. Not really trick, though, because it was just not within the bounds of the game.
Yeah, yeah.
100% out of left field.
How does it feel?
Is it Matthew
How does
it feel?
I love it. I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, he is.
Isn't he Welsh? Welsh people are British.
And right, yeah.
British is the UK, right?
Might as Welsh be.
Wales.
Nice.
And finally, take it off speakerphone, period, at everyone, like at everyone, like it's a tag on Twitter.
Hugh.
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 Yeah. Hugh.
I mean, that's vintage.
He's mad at me.
No, I thought that was great. I'd love
that
more
was a
Marika
great
segments.
Game.
That was very choice tweets that you chose. Can I hear the fucking Dobbin one again?
All of these also have videos attached to them pretty much. Mm-hmm. And it's okay. iPods cellotaped onto old Dobbin jogging into the day.
That's nothing. Oh no! Don't wear a fedora. Don't be in the countryside.
On a jog.
Yeah.
So is he Dobbin?
Yeah, what the fuck are you saying?
I'm assuming it's like, you know how people say noggin? I'm assuming it's
typo?
Head, right? Onto the old Dobbin, like another word for head.
Sellotaped to his head.
Sellotaped to his
Sellotaped.
Head.
That's
old Dobbin. Let's look this up.
So funny.
Jogging into the day is one of the funniest phrases I've ever heard.
Such whimsy for such a normal thing.
I also, so I was trying to choose, I almost did Anthony Hopkins Twitter.
Yeah.
Which is also a very good
it's
Twitter,
also
but
a choice.
He has a lot of videos that are like, that's the joke.
Yeah.
There was one that made me laugh. That was a video of him playing piano, and the tweet was just, "Sunday scent is amber noir," and then the sunglasses emoji. But I eventually went with Richard instead.
I think he did.
Welcome to Sobe Lifewater or Moby's Wife's Daughter.
Yeah, I think I really do have to head out.
Are you kidding me?
This has been an awesome episode. And it's
we're not
so
even
fun.
40 minutes in. Half of this is unusable. The whole fucking British twit thing, that's not going to be in the final cut.
Yeah, I did that. Yeah. Also, Jeff, what did you think that game was going to be?
I thought it was going to be, I mean, tweet-based for sure, but I thought it was going to be like nitpicking and punching up British tweets.
Right.
And British tweet twats. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's not really a game.
Have you guys ever played Sobe Lifewater or Moby's Wife's Daughter?
No.
So
at a birthday party once.
No way.
Wow. Yeah.
Holy shit. Dare
I
say.
It was my first time, but.
Did you win?
I came second, but I feel like I have enough experience now to jog into the day confidently.
Yeah. Well, for those who don't know, Sobe Lifewater began in 1995 when their founders dreamt up a flavorful concoction inspired by the sun-drenched beaches and laid-back vibes of South Beach, Florida. Their first drink, Sobe Black Tea 3G,
concoction.
Was an unheard-of blend of ginseng, guava, herbal
cares?
Ingredients. Today, we offer a diverse range of Sobe elixir and tea products that are defined by exotic flavor combinations. They're
no
using
enough.
Real sugar
no
and
way.
Stevia,
it
which is a cool way of
matter.
Doing shit because people
it
won't please either people.
Matter.
You shouldn't have both.
And the inclusion
have,
of vitamins makes
silence
for an unbelievable
you.
Drinking experience. Sobe Lifewater is
so
both unapologetically bold
anymore,
and wickedly tasty.
Starting now.
Their beverages
wickedly
are refreshing
tasty.
And delight the tense taste buds and senses with an insane
You're
rush of
wizard,
flavor.
You're a wizard, Sobe.
So basically, that's some facts about Sobe Lifewater. And then Moby's Wife's Daughter hasn't happened yet. So I'm going to list off something from Sobe Lifewater or the name potentially of Moby's Wife's Daughter.
And so what's the game?
The game is you guys say whether that's good to have or not to be.
Yeah.
Sobe
it's Friday afternoon. You're making
my
us.
My house is so warm because I can't have my AC on.
Sobe's elixir tsunami.
Let's have this interesting
Take a
conversation
leap and tickle the tongue
obviously
with this delicious
of
blend
guess
of strawberry
what
daiquiri
Moby's
flavors.
Daughter will be that one's Sobe. Why can't Marika have AC
because of the recording?
Correct.
So
Hannah
I'm trapped in a heat box until this is over.
That's horrible.
It's not
I'm
that
so sorry.
It's kind of a normal name. I said Hannah. I don't know if Amir heard
Moby's wife.
Correct
daughter.
Sobe Elixir Morning Patrol.
Sobe.
That's actually Moby's Wife's Daughter.
Riley, that's absolutely correct. So it would be Sobe Elixir Morning Patrol Moby. Dick
nice.
Moby.
Yeah, his last name is Moby.
Morning Patrol.
I used to drink the Sobe Strawberry Daiquiris a lot.
Yeah,
I feel like that's
I already
really
mentioned
old.
That. That was the tsunami, but you were talking over me.
Yeah, I'm just saying that I thought they were good.
You're a bad guy.
To imagine, like, to say that at a party. Like,
you're
having
a black
to
hole.
No, I said that once, but you were actually talking over
it's
me, so that's why you didn't hear it.
Such a breach of social contract. This entire show defies decorum.
Decorum.
Sobe Elixir Liz Blizz Moby.
That's a Sobe drink.
That one's a Sobe drink. I mean, it's kind of a gimme, but Sobe Elixir South Beach Sunset. Enter a state of liquid bliss with the tasty blend of mango melon flavors.
Some of them are Sobe. Like the log line to the drink, too. Like just the
that one was Moby's Wife's Daughter.
You can't set up the game doing it correctly once and then switching.
Pivot.
Sobe
right?
Tea, green tea.
Sobe Tea, green tea.
Exactly.
Moby
right.
Or not Moby?
Moby's wife's
What's
daughter.
What's a Sobe tea?
That's absolutely correct. Like Lucy.
Like Lucy or Lucy?
Lucille, but they would call her Lucy.
Like Lucy. Here, you have a beautiful baby. What are you going to call her? Like Lucy?
Oh, it's a beautiful name. Lucy Moby.
I don't think so. Like Lucy.
Her first name's Like. But she might go by her middle name. I'll let them decide. Amir, get off your phone.
I don't want to be here anymore. Is that a sound effect or is someone like hammering something into your wall?
Welcome to Trivial Jeff Suit.
Obviously, it's too late in the fucking episode to start a game.
Let's hear him out.
Minute 45, and we're going into a fucking
the past
full
two
on...
things I came up with on the spot.
Yeah. So that doesn't reverse time. That's not how it works. Because you wasted 41 minutes. Now we have to just sit here for another half hour.
I think you're going to like this segment because it might get you out of here fast, depending on how you play.
Faster than not having it?
This is Trivial Jeff Suit. Or actually, it's Trivial per Jeff. Yeah.
Okay.
Trivial per Jeff.
Things that are trivial, according to Jeff.
That's actually not the segment, and you're not that guy, pal. Trust me, you're not that guy. You're not that guy to come up with segments. That's Marika.
Asshole.
This is Trivial per Jeff. I'm going to ask you trivia questions about my life. And the first one you get right or wrong, you're kicked out of the Zoom.
Holy shit. Sorry.
Whether you get it right
if you
or
get
wrong.
It right, yeah, that was like,
well, I was going to say the first one you get wrong, but I know that you guys want to get out of here fast as possible. So if I sense that you're answering incorrectly, even though you know the answer, you're staying. And if you get it right by accident, you're gone.
Just go.
Yeah. What is the color of my eyes?
Brown.
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 Correct. So you're still in. What is the color of my hair?
Brown.
Correct. You're sticking around.
The first time you played that noise, we've done so much trivia, including this game. That was answer two.
What is the color of my favorite shirt, maybe?
Like a cream.
Correct. You're sticking around. What is my favorite flower to have?
Sunflower.
Correct. You're sticking around.
Roses. Roses.
You're sticking around because that's wrong and you did it on purpose. What is the color of my favorite pants?
Green.
All of these questions.
Correct.
I think they're green.
Sticking around.
This isn't Trivial Pursuit. This is just, what are the color of Jeff's favorite pants?
What is the color of my house?
Red. And now it's a genuine guess. And if I get it wrong, you have to kick me out of the Zoom.
Nah, 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 nah.
You haven't kicked
nah,
me out.
Nah, 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 nah. Oh, hey, hey, hey. Amir sucks.
Oh, he's gone.
What is the color
out on that one.
Of my first tattoo?
Black,
but you don't have it yet.
Yeah. That's absolutely correct. Yeah, you guys are sticking with us. What is
the color
of the airplane in which I last flew?
It's gotta be white.
That's absolutely correct. Marika, what did you say?
I said blue.
Game over.
Nah, 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 nah. Nah, 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 nah. Hey, hey,
oh my
hey.
God.
Brownlee sucks.
Welcome back to another episode of Review. I'm your host, Riley.
And I'm Jeffrey James. Thanks so much for joining us. What is the color, Riley, of the podcast art of this show that we just transitioned into?
Of Review. Yeah. It is like cream and red.
That's absolutely correct. You're sticking around. Riley, what
this
is the
never ends.
Color?
This is limbo.
What is the color of your car?
My car.
And that's
is
still
white.
Trivial per Jeff because you're a friend of mine. So you're in my life in the car I've seen.
It's white.
It's white. That's absolutely correct. You're sticking around. Riley, what is the color?
This is how I kill
of my car.
Your car is like a slate gray.
That's incorrect. Mm. It's a silver.
Oh, come on.
Game over.
Nah, 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 nah. Nah, 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 nah. Hey, hey, hey. Riley sucks. Guys, thank you so much for listening to this episode of the HeadGum Podcast. You can catch Riley on Instagram at Riley Anspa, on Twitter at Riley Coyote. You can follow Marika at Marika Elon across platforms. And you can follow Amir Blumenfeld at Amir on Instagram at Blumenfeld on Twitter. And you can follow me at Jeff Boyardee on Twitter, newly verified, which is fine to have. And I'm not happy. Like, I thought it would bring me utter happiness and joy, and it didn't. And on Instagram at Jeffrey James. Hetch the show every week next Friday. We'll see you guys again on next Friday. Shout out Zona Gale. Shout out Frankie Yale. Shout out Rachel Frain and the rest of the gang. Oh, that's Dawes, folks.
That was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Leitman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.